Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend weather forecast. Today, a bit more rain throughout the day, thunderstorms possible as well, and a high temperature of 68 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low around 57 and a slight chance of a shower. Saturday, look for partly cloudy skies with a high temperature of 76 degrees. Saturday evening, cloudy and a low of 64. Sunday, another partly cloudy day with a high of 74 degrees, and Sunday night, partly cloudy and 58. And in the news for today, in its weekly update, the Vernon County Health Department on Thursday reported that the overall risk factor is still rated at very high for transmission of COVID-19. There were 13 new cases last week, one new hospitalization, and there were no new deaths reported. Since reporting began in March 2020, there have been 53 total deaths related to the virus in the county. Statewide, weekly reporting shows that 2,651 new COVID cases were reported, with 13 deaths and a current vaccination rate of 57% receiving one dose and 54% of the state fully vaccinated. Overall, the trend in new cases is going down. And in other state news, Wisconsin Public Radio issued a report online this morning showing that Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin are continuing to push for changes to Wisconsin abortion laws, despite previous vetoes from Governor Tony Evers. A state assembly committee heard several hours of testimony on Thursday on a number of bills that would put new requirements and restrictions on abortion providers and cut off state funding for Planned Parenthood. Four of the bills were approved by the GOP-controlled legislature last session and later vetoed by the governor. Earlier this week, a federal judge blocked enforcement of Texas' controversial new abortion law, granting an emergency request from the Justice Department. In his 113-page ruling, U.S. District Court Judge Robert Pittman said that from the moment SB 8 went into effect last month, quote, women have been unlawfully prevented from exercising control over their lives in ways that are protected by the Constitution, end quote. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland called the court's decision a victory for women in Texas and for the rule of law. Supporters of the plan in Wisconsin say it's not appropriate for taxpayer money to go to facilities that provide abortions, while opponents argue Planned Parenthood provides a number of other important health care services to women. Other measures discussed on Thursday that were previously vetoed by the governor included a bill that would require doctors to tell women that they can change their mind when undergoing a chemical abortion. The WPR story continued. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.